Deserved or not, the fallen angel wasn't getting me. Not ever. Lashiel squared her shoulders and straightened.
You're right, she said. It is my choice. Listen to me.
She leaned closer, her eyes intent.
Vittorio has been given power. That is how he can do this. He is possessed.
I wished I could have raised my eyebrows. Possessed by what?
An outsider, Lashiel said. I have felt such a presence before. This attack is drawn directly from the mind of the outsider.
Gosh, that was interesting. Not relevant, but interesting.
It is relevant, Lashiel said, because of the circumstances of your birth, because of why you were born, Harry. Your mother found the strength to escape Lord Wraith for a reason.
What the hell was she talking about? Thud, thump, 1:26.
There was a complex confluence of events, of energies, of circumstances that would have given a child born under them the potential to wield power over outsiders.
Which didn't make any sense. Outsiders were all but immune to magic. It took power garnered only from centuries of study and practice, wielded by the most powerful wizards on the planet, even to slow them down.
Strange, then, don't you think, that you defeated one when you were 16 years old?
What? Since when? The only serious victory I'd had over a spiritual entity when I was that young had been when my old master had sent an assassin demon after me. It hadn't turned out the way DeMorn had been hoping.
Lashiel leaned closer. He who walks behind is an outsider, Harry. A terrible creature, the most potent of the walkers, a powerful knight among their ruling entities. But when he came for you, you overthrew him.
True, I had. It was all still a little blurry, but I remembered the end of the fight well enough. Lots and lots of kaboom, and then no more demon, and there was a burning building. Thud, thump, 1:25.
Listen, Lashiel said, giving my head a little shake. You have the potential to hold great power over them. You may be able to escape the power now held over you. If you are sure it is what you want, I can give you an opportunity to defy Malvora's sending. But you'll have to hurry. I don't know how long it will take to throw it off, and they are almost upon you.
After which, we were going to have a long talk about my mother and these outsiders and their relation to the Black Court and exactly what the hell was going on. Lash, nodded once and said,
I will tell you all that I can, Harry.
Then she rose and stepped past me and toward the oncoming ghouls and Vito Malvora. Her clothes made a slow, soft rustle as she stepped away from me, and Marcone's stopwatch went thud. Tick, tick, tick. For just a second, no more than a heartbeat or two, I remained impaled on that horrible pike of psychic anguish. Then an odd sensation fell over me, and I don't know precisely how to describe it, except to say that it felt like stepping from brutal, burning sunlight into a sudden, deep shadow. Then that horrible pain eased, not much, but enough to let me suddenly move my arms and my head, enough to know that I could act. So I froze in place.
Mine!
Howled a voice, so distorted with lust and violence that it sounded like nothing human.
She is mine!
Footsteps came closer. Thump, drag, thump, drag. I saw Vittorio's horribly burned leg go by in my peripheral vision. The sensation of shade began to fade at the edges, with the power of Vittorio's spell returning by slow degrees, like sunlight beginning to burn its way through a sheet of frosted glass.
Little wraith bitch, Vittorio snarled. What I do to you will make your father's blood run cold.
There was the sound of a heavy blow. I twitched my head a tiny bit to one side to get a look at what was around me. A lot of really huge ghouls, that was what, apparently no less fierce for being battered and torn by the battle. Vittorio stood over Lara, his face pale, his leg horribly burned. He had his right hand held out, the hand that projects energy, fingers spread, and I could still feel the terrible power radiating from them. He was maintaining the pressure of the spell that held everyone down then, and I could see from the reaction of the ghouls around him that they were feeling the bite of the spell too. It seemed only to make them flinch and cower a little, rather than incapacitating them entirely. Maybe they were more used to feeling such things.